peace, love, and light, abundance. So what I noticed is that, people be having to learn the hard way about me, you know, about my energy, about what's in me, you know what I'm saying? And it's fucked up, because they didn't stop and notice that my energy, confirmation, they never stopped and noticed that my energy, they just, oh, she's just different, you know, it's just they either consider it dark, or, you know, they just bypass, oh, that's just nothing, folks is pretending, you know, pretend so much to where people get a rude awakening, you know, and sometimes I be feeling bad for people, but I'm not gonna lie, at this day and age, I don't give a fuck anymore. I don't give a fuck. Excuse me. People make their own beds, not laying it. And what people don't understand about me, I don't have to do a spell. I don't have to light a candle. I don't have to do none of that shit. I ask people to be cautious in my direction or on my path or when you meet me, because my spirit team, my ancestors don't fucking play about me. They know all the work I done went through. They know all the trauma I done went through. And they are not going to let me break my peace or break what I stand for or what, how far I done came for nobody. Bitch, you will die or be in jail. Ugh. Confirmation. You know, and, you know, I treat people when I meet them with kindness, respect. I treat them like I want to be treated, with love and abundance and prosperity. I give them that divine positive energy. And no, I don't be surprised when I don't get it back. You know, I really don't be surprised anymore. You know, but it's like, I'm not going to change and become a monster because everybody else wants to be in the dark and be a monster. You know, it's, I'm going to continue to be who I am, but just be wary coming into my energy, playing in my face. Because it's not who you're playing with, it's what you're playing with. And people don't get that. You know, in spirit, my ancestors give them grace period to get shit right. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not even about you hurting or wronging me. It's a reflection of who you are. It's a mirror to what you need to change, what you need to master, especially claiming that you're spiritual or an E5 or this guru or this master. Like, you can't play with that shit with a real chosen one. Because it's like the movie Strange. I mean, Doctor Strange, where I think it's the first movie. At the end of the movie, he went and took the power back because the dude was only using it to play basketball. He wasn't doing the work. He wasn't trying to heal the world. He wasn't trying to fight God. He wasn't trying to do none of that shit. He just wanted to be a Matrix-ass nigga, walk around and play basketball because he couldn't walk. When people meet me, it's the same type of energy. Oh, you playing? We at war. And you playing with this shit? You're playing with this shit. You want to be part of this mundane world. You want to be part of this matrix, huh? You playing with this shit. You using this shit for money. You using this shit for clout. You using this shit for attention. You using this shit for control. Ah. Put my cat in the back. Stop playing. Talk to him, baby. She said, that's what you use, y'all using it for, you know? And it's like, when they meet me, the great old ones, the my spirit team that's highly ranked, probably the highest, is checking that shit. Because we coming after motherfuckers. Y'all not going to keep using these gifts and using this power for this matrix, for this mundane, for this human world, for your human desire. We're not doing that shit. It's one thing to just get a couple things and, you know, to fulfill your happiness, fulfill your peace, help you with your peace. But it's the far as staying in that energy, using that energy to stay on a human and be the best human is rich, but like, no, bitch, we're not doing that. Give me my motherfucking shit back, they say. Bitch, you ain't doing the work. You ain't trying to uplift. You ain't trying to spread that positivity. You ain't trying to spread the light. You're not trying to spread that energy. What the fuck are you doing with my shit? Sorry for all the cussing. Just real compassionate about it. What are you doing? Give me my stuff back. For real. Stop playing with this. In the great words of Bobby Hemming, if they really knew what spirituality was and religion, you wouldn't play with the shit. You wouldn't play with the shit. At all. At all. But people keep wanting to play. They keep wanting to play with that energy. They keep wanting to, oh, I just want to do this and do that. No, it ain't no get in and get out. Once you in that bitch, this is ride or die. Bitch, you in this shit for life. Once you hit that initiation period to where you just start talking about it, you're in the realm of somebody who's part of that, or just, you know, about that life, or just talking about, or just watching it, you're initiated. You have to start your spiritual work and your mastering yourself and your healing of yourself in the dark night. So you have to start all that shit either now or very, very, very soon. Very, very soon. You know, y'all need to stop playing with it. This is my life. This ain't no trend. This ain't nothing. This ain't nothing. When you tap the fuck in, you tap the fuck in. And sometimes the universe, when you're in your beginning stages of it, they'll tap you the fuck in. And that's where people get to playing with people and putting spells on people and, you know, just doing weird shit for no reason. Not trying to uplift, not trying to teach, not trying to be be the example. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not talking about of true righteousness, but being upright. Being right with yourself. Because once you know better, you have to do better. And a lot of people know better, but they don't want to do better. And I'm telling you, a divine chastisement is coming for your ass. For playing with the shit. Keep my warning. Y'all doing too much. Y'all doing too much. Too much. Another confirmation. Too much. Y'all playing in the spirit space. Y'all playing in the ancestors space. Y'all just playing in the universe space for real. Well, I understand. I already know universe got something for y'all asses. I'm just a warning. I'm just a messenger. Y'all better stop that shit. Y'all better try to get right with yourself. Y'all be talking about something, I'm gonna get right with God and get right with this and get right with that person. Nah, bitch, get right with yourself. Get right with yourself. Understand yourself. Get right with yourself. Stop playing with yourself. You're not playing with nobody else but yourself. Huh? Get right with yourself. Focus on yourself. Love yourself. Heal yourself. Trust yourself. Trust the God that's within you. Trust the universe that's within you. Huh? But I didn't come on here to be long-winded. Didn't come on here to be long-winded. They spoke to me, so I'm gonna speak to y'all. Y'all have a beautiful, divine day. Stay grateful, stay abundant, stay prosperous, and stand on your ground about this shit. Stand on business. Stand for something or fall for every fucking thing. Stop trying to look cool. Stop being worried about being weird about this shit. Yeah, this shit weird as fuck. Who gives a fuck? Real spirituality, real what we do is weird as fuck. Cause it's part of the unknown. Unknown can't put no leash around that. But you guys have a great day. Okay? Have a great day. Don't be sorry. Be careful. Goodbye.